This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Drumming up support for clean technology.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A vote is expected today in the U.S. House on a bill that would steer at least $500 million or more a year toward green automobile technology. Meantime, in New York today, there's a meeting to try to drum up private investment to spur cleaner technologies. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
Advocates of alternatives to fossil fuel say they're not getting Wall Street's attention. Philip Verlager, an economist at the University of Calgary, says that's because traditional fuels are still cheaper. Take solar power, for example.
It is just not economically competitive with the more traditional means of generating electricity by either natural gas, which right now is very inexpensive, or coal.
But Mindy Luber, the president of Ceres, a group of pro-environment investors, says government policy favors dirty energy.
We have had tax incentives for traditional fuels like coal, like natural gas, like nuclear power, but not for the renewable energy systems or energy efficiency.
Luber says government limits on carbon pollution, as proposed in legislation moving through Congress, would trigger investments in clean technology. For example, she says Europe's carbon cap has sparked new money for wind, solar, and geothermal power. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Chrysler will present a five-year business plan by the end of November. CEO Sergio Marchionne, who also runs Fiat, says Chrysler could see additional cuts to U.S. production capacity. At the Frankfurt Auto Show, Marchionne said today the restructuring of Chrysler was more difficult than he first thought. Stocks are higher today around the world as investors do a little buying. European shares are up. In Asia, stocks rose across the board before closing, except for the Chinese benchmark. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P added about 0.33%, and the Dow and NASDAQ tacked on about 0.5% each. The social networking site Facebook just keeps getting bigger and bigger. The company announced late yesterday it's passed the 300 million mark. But the bigger news is that the site is actually making some money. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here with us live from New York. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So why is this such a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because as popular as sites like Twitter and Facebook are, they've struggled to actually make money. So Facebook made a bit of a splash yesterday by saying that the company is now cash flow positive, which means it's making enough money to cover its costs. And analysts say that's a big step towards profitability.
So how are they doing it?
Well, Facebook sells advertising, and you can also buy various virtual gifts on the site that you can give to your friends. Apparently, people spend millions of dollars doing this. The company is also testing an online payment system, which would give it another revenue stream.
And what about Facebook's long-term prospects? I mean, how do we know this is more than just a fad?
Well, right. I mean, you can look at what happened to MySpace, the former king of social media. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp spent more than $500 million to buy that company. Now it's struggling to keep up. It's had to lay off a third of its staff. So it's hard to say whether Facebook will be able to keep up this momentum.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from our bureau in New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Today, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus is introducing a version of the health care reform bill. The near $900 billion proposal so far doesn't have any GOP backing. Now, while some healthcare debate is very partisan these days, there seems to be consensus that something needs to be done. This week, we're looking at some of the biggest stakeholders in the healthcare overhaul. It's part of the series The Cure, our continuing coverage on the remaking of healthcare in America. Today, we check in with doctors, and Jill Barchet reports.
Neil Kalman practices family medicine in New York. For 32 years, he's been seeing patients for checkups, flus, colds, and a lot of diabetes. Like other primary care doctors, he gets paid per office visit.
So imagine that you're basically getting paid, you know, $20 an hour, which is less than what we pay our nurses.
Dr. Kalman wants to be paid more, and the healthcare bills in Washington would boost fees for primary care doctors by a small amount. But what Dr. Kalman really wants is for the government to step in and use its purse to promote preventive care for patients.
And really helping them lead healthier lifestyles so that they can prevent the kind of illnesses that really are preventable.
But if primary care costs go up, the money is going to have to come from somewhere. And specialists like Dr. Robert Vogelzang are worried they'll be targeted for cuts. Dr. Vogelzang is an interventional radiologist. He works with catheters and CAT scans to treat diseases that might otherwise require open surgery.
We're the people who invented angioplasty and stenting.
Unlike Dr. Kalman, Dr. Vogelzang can earn $1,200 for a procedure that lasts an hour and a half. His big concern is that if the government gets involved in the healthcare system, medical procedures will be judged by what they cost.
And what would happen is if you defined effectiveness in a narrow, cost-constrained manner, we may not pass that metric.
Vogelzang worries that Washington might drive private insurers to cut back coverage for his innovative procedures. And his specialty, along with his income, will decline. Paul Ginsberg is a health economist.
There's always been an issue with physicians and healthcare reform because healthcare reform has the upside for them that more of their patients will be able to pay their bill because they'll have health insurance. But they've often been concerned about the government control over the delivery of health care that might come with it.
Ginsberg says doctors are likely to remain divided as the health care debate continues. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Hey, get this. A couple of MIT students have found a way to get a snapshot of Earth 93,000 feet up without the hassle of rockets or satellites. They filled a weather balloon with high-flying helium, attached a beer cooler equipped with a camera and warming pads and let her zip. For about $150, they got the pictures they wanted, and they got a lot of notoriety, too. We've got a link to those snapshots and to the website at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.